Warning, this podcast is not safe for work, home, school, kids, pets, anyone or anything that is squeamish, easily offended, or overly religious. You have been warned. Welcome to Rob's Basement, where we drink beer while playing, testing, and talking about all things Schwalbe Entertainment. If you make it to the end of the podcast, please share and comment.
All right, let's do this, you motherfuckers. All right, Dan, what's your character name?
Time, T-H-Y-M-E.
And Steve.
Dexter.
And Troy.
Vindar.
Vindar?
Turn that shit off.
I'm going to.
You degenerate bastard. Greg, what are you?
Cyrus.
Cyrus. And Eric?
Two skulls.
Two skulls. And?
Grinder.
I hardly know her.
You keep getting notified. Your clockwork keeps getting notifications that there's a male interested in you. Right, wherever you go.
I didn't name Tinder, until like right before you asked.
That's good. Grindr's good. All right. So I'm going to start with Dexter, Two Skulls, Grindr, and Cyrus. Nah, fuck that. We'll make it work the other way. All right. Ready?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Let's fucking
do it. That's recorded.
Okay. The village that all of you are fleeing from is on fire. You hear the screams of the peasants as they're being thrown on the bonfire, sounding behind you, echoing across the fields.
But it's not just on fire. Don't interrupt him. Jesus Christ.
Can you get, like, fucking one sentence done?
Not just on fire, in fact.
Sorry.
Yes. In fact, it is on fire, and there is things happening behind you. And you hear the screams of the people being thrown onto the pyres. Bouncing around the countryside around. And you're racing through a wheat field, and the wheat is growing real tall. Tall enough that you can't see fuck all. You're just running through the grain, and you're trying to see as you're following these other guys. The big hulking Jotun, who is probably an old friend of yours that you met at the city of Gateway months ago. But you're on the run. Some of you are a little scorched. Some of you left behind some of your prized possessions. You've all been pretty much drinking together, with the exception of Time, which I'm going to cover in a second. You've been living in this village, and this village is called Asylum. So anyway, you've been in this village of Asylum. You've been there for months, and you've been working as in whatever your careers or rather professions have dictated. And because you're on the front, you're on the very edge of the Empire, the Northern Reach, of course. No one really gives a shit what you look like or who you are, because you're all cast-offs and freaks in this part of the world. Now, Time here has been spying on you for months and has been playing tricks on you and doing terrible things, but Time is a reason why you got out alive, because you warned them.
I like warning people.
Now, the source of all this consternation, this fear and loathing that's emanating from behind you is there's an inquisitor who had come to that very town just the day before. You happen to see and see the procession of the inquisitor with his 35 armed soldiers who were following along, and they were not content to just ask a few questions. They decided the entire place was contaminated, and they're going to burn the fucker to the ground. So you're on the run. It's cold. There's light snow falling around you. The wheat that you're running through, it's not harvested, because even though it was supposed to be harvested now, it hasn't been done yet. So it's late fall, early winter, and you're on the run. There's a line of trees, kind of looks like a black smudge in front of you, about a mile away, and you're backlit by this roaring inferno and the screams that are sounding from it. What do you do?
Are there soldiers chasing us?
You hadn't even thought to look. Peering over your shoulder and you're looking behind, you see that there are a band of four soldiers that are moving out into the fields because you're not the only ones fleeing, as you can see.
Second question.
You see a young lady who's screaming, her hands raised up over her head. There's also what seems maybe some more disturbance around her, maybe a favorite pet or a younger sibling who's running. And you see as you're looking around that her chest explodes, a crossbow bolt comes out from the middle, and she falls down. And there's sobbing coming from over there as you're continuing to run.
Disembodied voice from above you: keep going, don't look back. I'll watch behind us. Okay. 4 or 5 yards above. Kind of getting as best view as I can.
Don't go any higher, you'll fall.
I know. I'll float down.
I'll take out one of the stones I got from my pack and look around for a villager that's running behind us and throw it at them.
All right, you knob. You catch the villager who's an old man. You recognize him. In fact, he fixed your shoes like a week ago. And you see that he just hurls a stone at this villager's head. Hits. The guy staggers for a second, voids his bowels, and falls face down into the wheat.
The guard's stopping for him?
They're fanning out. You guys are far enough ahead away from the rest of the people who are fleeing that you're probably not going to be... You're not going to round you up yet.
Well, they're going to get that fucking first.
How dry
is this?
They weren't warned.
It's pretty dry, yeah.
Is your character in this game a piece of shit, too?
All right, so you're going to stop.
He's alive right now. I'm going to stop with my tinderbox, and I'm going to catch this on fire.
All right, so you're working on lighting the fields on fire. What are you doing?
I'm following behind you.
I'm running.
All right, you're still floating ahead. You
say, better luck next life, asshole, and keep running.
All right, the orc continues on, and then...
I'm still running.
I'm still running. All right, so you pause, you stop, and you're breaking out your tinderbox, and you're trying to light this fucking shit on fire. And it's dry, because it hasn't been... It is snowing a little bit, but there hasn't been a whole lot of precipitation recently. Let's see if it happens. It does not. So you are trying and fitfully trying to get this up, and then a crossbow bolt whizzes right by your head. What do you do?
Run.
All right, so you turn around and run, throwing your tinderbox up in the air, managing to catch it, juggling it as you continue to run after your friends. You reach the tree line.
Fucking dwarves.
And from the tree line, you can look back and you see the village is this big glowing orange mess. And there's just boiling smoke coming right at the top. And the screams have died down, but you see that there is a cordon of guards who are kind of coming out and moving through the fields, swinging their swords through the wheat as they're trying to find anyone else who's hiding or trying to run away.
And they gave, no explanation for doing this. They just said it just needs to be burned to the ground.
It was all spotty, because they just showed up, and everything kind of went to chaos. You heard that there was accusations of witchcraft. You had heard that there was supposed to be some demonic book that was uncovered by the Inquisitors. You had heard that everyone there was tainted by corruption, which of course is all bullshit. But this Inquisitor was certain. And the only thing you remember in your mind's eye was two things. His name was Rabidius, and he wore a skull-like half-mask over his face.
That's going to be fucking mine for this campaign. I
thought you were two skulls.
Yeah.
My skull and the skull man.
That's one and a half skulls.
Two and a half.
All right, so you're in the tree line. Like you've got enough cover. Let's take a moment to just kind of describe your character so we all know who we're playing. Start with Grinder. You got a notification. There's a man here.
Apparently, there's five.
There's five. And three are interested. All right.
I have a clockwork. I am old in age. I'm about 45 years old, approximately male. Humanoid, 6 feet tall, 300 pounds. I have the ghost of facial features, not really properly built. I'm built for war, so I'm a little more combat savvy, I guess. And my interesting thing is fear and loathing.
No, fear and loathing. All right, perfect. All right, Two Skulls, singing the song of your people.
Two Skulls is an orc, average age, body size. He is unkempt appearance, though. And he's a butcher. That's one of his professions. He believes that the world is going to hell, so why not go along with it? It's kind of his motto, is fuck you. And his other profession, it fits a heretic, which he keeps to himself.
Gotcha. All right.
And he's actually, he's well off at the moment, got a fine cloak and other things that he's stolen from people.
Good business in heresy or butchery.
But being everyone needs a fine cut of meat.
Right.
And the hell's right,
grinder. Right, grinder. two skulls. As far as your heresy is concerned, we know that orcs typically worship the dark gods. Have you decided what that warp version is going to be, or do you worship somebody else that the orcs might loathe?
I think it's going to be some heresy involving the new god. I haven't decided yet.
All right, cool. All right, work on that.
I think he was one of my matches.
Okay. Oh, perfect. We both like walks on the beach. All right, carry on.
Cyrus, I'm a dwarf. I'm fairly elder. I'm not like an older dwarf, but I'm around middle-aged. I'm average looking in height and weight, but I'm fairly hideous looking. I'm missing a finger on each hand. I'm missing half of a jaw that's actually got a steel plate in place of it, and half of my head is missing that's also got a steel plate. For a dwarf, I'm clean shaven, and I have, where the metal's not, I actually have spikes riveted into my skull.
Sweet. Nice. All right.
Spike right on him.
All right, Vindar.
I think it's left, is it? I don't know.
I am a Jotun, probably about 8 feet tall, a little scrawny for a Jotun, about 400 pounds.
Only. Look at the dugs on that one. Sorry.
He is the typical white skin, red eyes, nothing out of the ordinary for a Jotun. And he's carrying a sword with runes etched on it.
So, what's your shtick? Why are you this far away from your home?
He's a mercenary hunter, and he's just trying to get away to...
So, you'd be selling your sword, which eventually got you here.
That's right. I'm a soldier as well.
Which sword are you selling?
The one on my back.
Okay. I had to ask.
It's got a Rent-A-Center symbol on it.
You also notice he has a little... Actually, has a little piece of gold around his... In a necklace around his neck.
Cool. All right. And Dexter.
Dexter the Halfling. He, is a pilgrim by trade. He has been following the local faiths thereabout and just kind of trying to find some new religious places to worship at, or maybe not. He might be perhaps trying to plunder them in his days, but he proceeds to be known as a pilgrimer, and he's adept in folklore of the local areas. He's a little skinny, but middle-aged, roughly about 45 years old. Pretty plain looking. In fact, people tend to just forget he's there, which aids in his plundering, or pilgrimage, we should say. He tends to do right, though, by his friends, and will do what needs to be done to assist them.
Now, I do have a question, since you are a pilgrim, with quotes around that. as a pilgrim, which faith, which holy... the holy sites you visit belong to what faith? The old faith? New God? Something else?
More along the lines of the new God, although he's not necessarily against any of the others.
So. Okay, so you'll just hit them all.
Visit them all, right. We will say.
Of course. Perfect. All right. And time.
All right. Time is a 22-year-old, tall for a pixie, thin, with bright blue spiky hair and long, narrow, wasp-like wings. The air around me always smells of fresh-cut grass and honey. I lack the wildness of typical of my people, tending to be more focused and committed to my goals, and I strive to do good in what I do. I am in love with a nymph who I call Echo. Sadly, she went missing before I could proclaim my love to her.
That's sad.
Maybe she's very sad.
She knew it. We all have that story.
We do. I live that story.
Luckily, we have Grindr here to help me make a connection.
All right, so you're in the trees. You've not gone very far into this band of trees, and it's not very thick as far as forests go. It's rather kind of half-assed as far as it's almost the trees just gave up 100 yards that way. Just kind of and it forms a crescent that stretch around the village asylum that you just fled in.
Far away in the next town.
Any profession that would have anything that would tell you about that?
Militia?
Militia, soldier, mercenary might tell you that there is. You know.
Yes.
For sure, there is a little town not far from here called Mourn Hollow. You know this place because they worship some weird god by the name of Makra.
Makra.
You're not sure what this story is because you never heard of Makra outside of this place, but you can make what you draw the conclusions you want about it.
So that seems like it's our nearest match.
It is your nearest match. Now, I think it's you're probably looking at about 3 days of travel to get there, and that's across hilly countryside. Not a lot of cover between here and there. You know that Mournhollow does sit in a bowl that's kind of surrounded by hills, and there's a big lake nearby. It's pretty out of the way. No one really goes there, and you're pretty close to the Mistwood.
Okay. Has Time introduced themselves to us yet? Okay, then I want to know who was doing the talking when we were running, because it wasn't any of us.
That was me.
What talking?
That talking.
You didn't hear somebody? Yeah, that.
We should probably keep moving. I don't see the soldiers, but I know they're nearby.
Time of day.
Night. Late night.
Are we all together, I assume?
Yes.
Okay. Where's the voice coming from?
Back into the left, just like JFK.
Pull my dagger. Turn the swords back and turn the left.
All right.
And walk towards the voice.
I move and talk from the other side.
Stalk you.
It's okay. I'm a friend. I helped get you out unharmed.
Look, if the guys want us to go.
While they're doing this, I'm catching that damn field on fire.
just so you know, the field's right next to the woods, and we're in the woods.
Yeah, and I'm going to start it going that way. But which way is the wind blowing?
It is blowing...
Say, look, that's a useful distraction.
Toward you.
What's our next move?
No, then I'm not.
Start the fire.
I believe start the fire.
I'm fireproof.
One of your mates said there was a town nearby. I think that's probably your safest bet.
3 days away, you don't want to. We shouldn't wait here, maybe see if the soldiers leave.
Soldiers are continuing to come this way. We may want
to
just.
I mean, we'd have to. You would have to kill the ones that are coming this way. I don't think they're going to be friendly.
I have no problem with that, but.
Well, I ain't doing us no good just sitting here, though.
I'm going to start walking towards this town.
Yeah,
to the other town.
Get a view with him.
I really want to know what this guiding voice is.
Well, it hasn't been aggressive so far.
I'm sorry.
You are Time.
Father Time.
No, I have not sired anything.
Does your voice have any kind of identifiable accent?
Yeah, like Rosary.
Weird pixie voice shit.
I don't. It's as normal as it could be. Because I don't do voices.
Right.
We're
following the voice except for the pyro over here.
The clock, you grind your building.
Hasn't turned strong yet.
Going towards the woods.
We're alive. No, we could be part of the fire crew. So I'm all for listening to the voices above, as I always have.
Oh, yeah.
Giving me much success. I mean,
praise his name. Hail
Yeah, that's why you're in a burning town. No, I'm not. Let's get the fuck out of here in the forest.
All right, so the group of you are making your way off. What are you going to do? Cyrus, you going with, or are you going to...
No, I've started leaving with him.
Okay, so
when you said it was blowing towards the woods, I didn't even deal with it.
And honestly, the fire from the village is likely going to spread anyway.
Well, I was mainly starting it to get it to spread
towards
the soldiers
them,
to
right.
help there.
Well, if you blow on it, it might...
No, okay. I'm not going to sit there and...
It'll grow.
If I blow on it, it will grow.
Fire will grow.
How hard can you blow?
Pretty hard. I'm a dwarf.
Look at that constitution. Oh, we don't have constitution scores. All right. Anyway, so you're making your way along the through the woods, and as I said, it's only about 100 yards across before you get to the other side, and it's almost immediately on the other side of the woods. The terrain starts climbing up into a hill, and you see that it's sprinkled with rocks. There's a weird monolith that's sticking out of the side of the hill that's kind of leaning crookedly, almost perpendicular to the ground. That's not right, but anyway, it doesn't matter. There's a big hill, and there's a row of hills that kind of runs to the south.
From my elevated position, do I see any roads or game trails or anything that we could follow that might not be just raw terrain?
I am like hunter by profession. Is there a way I can maybe find us a game trail or something?
Yeah, but between the two of you, you see that there is, looks like there's an old deer track. And it seems that it's been used relatively recently. You find some scat on the trail.
The scat thing.
It may not lead to a town, but at least it's a little easier walking than standing through the woods.
Oh, yeah, much easier to walk here.
Maybe when we get some distance
put a few more steps between us and the soldiers that want to kill us.
People say they're going to come this far. Sleep is less important than death.
He's got a point.
You can rest if you want to.
Wait, you said it's late night, though? Like,
yeah.
How late?
11 o'clock.
Okay.
That's not that late.
Well, it's late
to
for...
those of us that drink.
Cheers to that, my peanut-drinking friend.
Cheers. Okay, but we are walking in the middle of the woods.
No, we got out of the woods. Now we're in the hills.
You're on the hills.
Right.
In the dark.
It was moonlight.
You can see in the dark.
Plenty of light back at that fire.
I can see in the shadows.
Yeah, the light is still, it's bright enough for the village that's burning that you're still able to see pretty well. And the moon is, it's not quite full, but it's still there.
So you, enough. Keep walking.
All right, so you make your way up the slope of the hill.
Just another hour or so, just get some more.
Following the trail to the best of your ability. And tall grass is here, and it's kind of rocky, and there's all sorts of debris pretty much everywhere. And as you're kind of looking around, you see that some of the things, yeah, you're kind of going halfway up the hill, you see, actually you see, because you're lowest to the ground, next to you, you see there is a small stone head that seems to be partly buried in the soil, and it's been kind of overgrown with vines, but it has a screaming face. It's about the size of a football.
Let's give it a quick look at, maybe kick it with my foot. Kick with my foot. Is it still attached, or is it just...
No, it's just it's a broken off head from a statue.
Doesn't too much interest me.
All right, anyway, but you continue on up the hill, and you make your way up to the top, and you crest the top, and as you get to the top, you can see you get a pretty good view of the surrounding land to the west of Asylum, and you see that down from the hills it goes into this valley, and there's another line of hills that's ahead of you. In the valley, you see there is a tower made of stone. It's a turret tower type thing that's been broken off about halfway up. You also see to the north, there is a really small shrine that's on the edge of one of the other hills on the opposite side of the valley. You don't see any lights or or buildings or anything else to signify this place is inhabited. And you guys weren't in the village long enough to even really explore this area. There is a broken-off tower, there's also a small shrine, and then there is a line of hills beyond that will take you closer to Mourne Hollow.
Let's go to the shrine.
Well, I think either of them would be a better place to spend the night than camping out in the woods.
Tower's broke, let's go to the shrine.
Yeah, we can break it. I mean, it's probably safe there. Nobody attacks religious establishments.
Yeah.
They go to a period where you can rest. You just don't do anything, and that's how you regain, you heal. You,
but do I have to sleep?
You don't sleep, no, you don't sleep.
Just kind of activity?
Grease your internal organs, or your gears and cogs. And
I do that all the time anyway.
Right.
I'm constantly greasing my gears. Telling people about the gear wars.
Oh, the gear wars. All right. Right, so what do you do?
Head to the shrine.
Going to the shrine.
Yeah.
All right. Now you have to cut across the valley, which will take you, and it'll probably take you about maybe an hour to get there. Along the way, as you're
distance.
Perfect.
I trail off to one side as it's getting closer to midnight.
So okay.
Probably 20 yards off to one side.
All right. This is a lightly forested area, this valley. There is a stream that runs down through the middle. Place is pretty wild, and there's a lot of undergrowth that maybe gets up to that thigh height. As you're kind of coming down, as you're coming down that hill, and you're making your way into the valley, give me perception rolls, please.
21, 17.
All right, 17. 16, anybody else? 16.
16.
3, 9, and no.
No, I got it.
You got it. All right. So four of you guys are coming down the hill. You catch the four of you. Catch something moving off maybe about 60 yards away. And it looked like a person. And as you're seeing that person kind of moving, you guys are oblivious. So we have a surprise round. So you may act accordingly. Fast turns.
Is it like it's moving towards us?
It was moving parallel to you. Well, perpendicular to you.
Yeah.
I'm using perpendicular again, but in the right way.
Gotcha.
I'll ready my shield and dagger.
All right.
Yeah, I'm just going to ready my weapons. Maybe nudge these guys. Yep. No.
All that's free. That doesn't cost you anything.
How far away are these?
About 60 yards.
I'm going to alert the grinder that there's something coming our way.
All right.
Because obviously he looked like he was just like...
All right, so you guys exchanging conversation, warnings to each other, and then also readying weapons. Nobody else is actually taking a fast turn, though, for legit.
Nope.
All right, so what happens is that you see ahead of you four figures spring up, armed with longbows as long as they are tall, and they release arrows. And we're going to choose targets randomly. So we will say there are six of you, and there are four of these guys. So that's going to be... I'm not going to do that to Troy. I'm not going to do that to Eric. There we go. That looks good. So we have you, and you are all targets. All right, so these guys pull bows, and they are firing away, starting with Grinder. Defense of 20.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Take 10 damage.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You fell to your ground. Unconscious.
All right. The arrow hits you, you start wobbling, and your gears start winding down.
I'm actually grinding now.
Two skulls. That is a defense of 17.
Yes.
That is only 5 damage. Cyrus, you've got a defense of 18. Okay. For 5 damage. And Vindar, that is a defense of 9.
On the money.
For 3 damage. All right.
Are you using auto kill rules in this campaign?
If he's equals your health in one shot.
Hide behind him and take cover.
So the clockwork is dead.
He's an object now, considered correct.
No, because he took damage equal to his health in one shot. It kills immediately.
Oh, I was going to say, I'll hide behind him.
First attack of the campaign. Jesus Christ, bro.
I know.
So do you want a cameo?
Dude, he's so fucking swiped left on you.
This name had so much promise. So many jokes could have been made.
All right, so the clockwork falls dead. Pieces falling apart.
Jesus Christ!
The impact of the arrow. You can make another character if you'd like.
Dude, we'll see you next Wednesday.
You can play the paper. Yeah. All right.
Isn't that something when you make a new character?
You get a healing potion.
You can start with a healing potion on your new guy.
Yippee.
No, we still have to get through slow turns.
Yeah. You may not be the only one.
I might have to find a new party to talk to.
And these guys are 60 yards away.
How do I beat Grinder the awkward?
There. 60 yards, that's what. You might want his tender box.
No, I kept mine.
That's extra.
Oh, extra? Yeah.
Sorry.
Wait, you can't plunder his corpse yet. We're in the middle of something.
It's spelled T-I-N-D-R.
That's great.
All right, slow turns.
How far away are we
60,
from these?
60 yards.
Okay. We're not. Assume that they didn't see me, and I'm going to try to circle around him to the right.
All right, so you're going to be trying to stealthy. Let's see if you make a hide. Yeah, all right, go ahead and give me an agility challenge roll to see if you can become... All right, so you're beating your pots like Rupert's in. All right. Oklahoma, as you're trying to hide. That does not work for you. Anybody else want to go slow?
How much do you win?
3. All right, yeah, I say, get behind me. Pick is the fucking dead mechanical servant up. Use it like a tower shield. Get behind me, we'll rush him.
All right.
Look down to see if they get behind me and start running towards the archers.
All right, so that may, you're going to run toward them. It's going to be 3 times your speed, which is 36, right?
I don't know. Can I lift them? I got 11 strength.
You weigh what?
300 pounds. I don't even know if I can.
All right, so we're going to say you're moving at half your speed.
Okay,
so,
sure.
So that's 6 times 3 is 18 yards closer to the archers.
As a size half, if I'm behind him, is he considered cover?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Then I'm behind him.
I got cover from him.
And you got cover from him. So yeah. It's sort of like triple cover.
Then I'm going to stay
it's
behind him.
It's like a circle
him
jerk, and everyone's excited.
That's right.
1 plus 1 equals 3 in this.
I'm going to be the third man in this human centipede.
I'm 8 feet tall.
The flopping clockwork of
Why
death.
Why are you carrying the fucking clockwork?
Give me the clockwork.
Well, you took off. You went going down the hill.
Look, 2 skulls doesn't fuck around, all right?
2 skulls. Is all on straight edge.
Exactly.
I don't need this shit. All right, so 2 skulls down the fucking hill.
I'll pick up 2 skulls and the clock.
Well, you have to rush up to catch up with him first. Okay. So you run down there. You move and you rush and you get down there and you grab him and lift him up.
I toss you the body.
Okay.
All right. So you no longer currently have cover, but you've got some cover from this, and you're back behind because you're a dwarf, and so you're with little legs or having a hard time.
But they're still in front of me.
I toss the Jotun, the dead comrade, and get behind the Jotun.
one.
All right, got it. Anybody else going to slow?
I'm surprised.
You're surprised it's slow?
Hey, are you still?
Both in the game. All right. Surprised.
I'm glad my character did something other than talk and make lewd jokes.
You may be our savior. All right. Survived 28 minutes.
That's a record. All right, fast turn.
Note that.
Stay behind them.
I think we just
I'm moving.
I'm standing around. I think moving in unison.
Yeah, just keep moving.
All right, so three of you are making your way down the slope. You're moving up 30 yards. That puts you at 48 yards total. You're trailing along behind. You're right behind them. What do you want to do? You going to keep on sneaking around?
I'm going to try to keep on sneaking.
All right, now keep in mind you are on a slope, and you are relying on a high grass and the occasional bored boulder to hide behind as you're sneaking around. To wrap around, and you've not done a good job so far because you're using a Bic lighter. All right, so you're continuing to make your way around and try to do something. All right, and anybody else going fast? Once, twice, three times,
I'm
a lady?
Am I visible yet because it's past midnight?
It is not yet midnight.
All right, then I will continue moving. I'm going to then take a move action around the opposite side he's going around.
All right, so you're wrapping around the other way. Got it. All right,
visibly 5 yards up in the air.
So my fast turns, another volley of arrows are coming up and out at you. This time the halfling is going to be the target of one. Look what he's doing. That fucking halfling's trying to sneak up on us. All right, and then we have a... Oh, there they go.
Would have made that.
That time.
There you go,
never lose old blue.
No.
Rolled 20, 19, 18, and 17, I think, that first round. So let's see if we can do the same this round.
With a 4.
That's going to be a 16 defense there, my sweet.
Yeah, it hits.
Take 6 damage as an arrow punches into your middle section, and you feel it just kind of digging into your guts, just grinding around, and makes you think of the Clockwork Companion that you lost. All right, so...
where he is.
Too soon.
Too soon. All right, so we have 3 more arrows. We're going to send 1, 2, and 3 at the Jotun, the Dwarf, and the Orc. I'm going to have some big banes on you guys. So we're going to start with you. I'm going to have 1 bane. I'm just trying to imagine you flopping around with a 300-pound red. Oklahoma! All right, so here we go. That is going to be a 16 minus 2. It's a 14 defense. Yes, this arrow catches you in the thigh for 6 damage.
Take an arrow to his knee.
All right, and then we have 2 skulls coming down behind. We have 2 banes because you're behind the others. That takes us to an target defense of 1. All right, so we have now for you the dwarf, Stumpy, also known as Cyrus. That is going to be a 6 defense, and you are also clear. Arrows fly. You see them drawing other arrows and pulling them back for next round. We're on slow turns.
No.
No one has slow turns. We're at the end of the round. Fast turns.
The close enough to charge.
Yeah.
You are exactly...
Speed of 12.
You're 12 yards away. You can charge.
I charge one of them.
Do it! Do it harder! Don't forget your bane.
Yes.
All right, so 2 skulls come barreling out behind the Jotun and comes leaping over into the final few feet, lands in front of the bandit, and swings and misses. But you kill the poor frog who happened to be standing nearby. And he screams, "Oh, the humanity!" as he dies. All right, anybody else going in fast? Once, twice.
As we keep moving.
You're 2 yards away.
Yeah, but I can't.
You can go slow. You can move and then charge.
Do that.
All right, so you're waiting.
But I'm more than 8 yards away, so I'm going to wait until slow.
You're waiting till slow?
Slow.
All right. So I've got another volley of arrows.
Jesus, I'm gonna fucking die.
The one guy who had the bow drawn that you attacked and you murdered the frog, he's like, "Oh, pity!" He draws his club and is going to pound you, while the other guys are going to loose arrows at the more equally frightening other character who are attacking them. So we have the club coming for you. That is a defense of 10.
It.
4, 5 damages. All right, so he clubs you up to the side of the face. You feel a tooth get loose. He even shoots out of your mouth. Blood's pouring down your cheek. You feel the bulge. The fact that you ate Taco Bell is a terrible idea. And now you're out to shit. All right, we also have 3 arrows coming at you. You guys are closest. So I'm sending 1 at you, 1 at Cyrus, 1 at the weird halfling who was doing a very poor job of sneaking.
Still on the clockwork if that matters any.
Right, so we have 1 bane on you. That is going to be a complete and total miss. We have 2 banes on Cyrus. That is a complete and total miss, and no banes on the poor halfling. That's a 13 defense.
I have a 13 defense, so I got hit.
You were hit. Take 4 damage. 5 damage.
I won't. I'm going to fall down.
All right.
Die. Well, you're not dead yet.
So Cyrus face plants after that arrow hits him. That takes us back. That takes us now down to slow turns.
Drop the clockwork. Move in charge.
Move in and charge. Kill!
Add a ban on that, so it's minus 3. That's just a strength of 3. 14.
14 all day long, all day strong. Well, it's actually just barely. You got to see that you're closing in these filthy brigands. They're wearing brigandine armor, and they've got shields. They're dropping bows and drawing clubs as you're closing in.
3 points.
3 points. All right. Nicely done. Anybody else going on slow?
I'm going on slow.
I should use the clock.
Yes. I have a healing potion.
All right.
I'm giving it to Two Skulls.
All right, so you're going to rush up to Two Skulls. Two Skulls! And you jam the potion into his mouth, flooding
rectally,
his...
Dude.
Rectally, of course. You're giving Two Skulls a rectal potion.
That's how orcs do it.
It's the only way orcs do it. All right, that takes us to any other slow turns. End of the round.
Yeah.
Wow, a dwarf.
A D4, right?
That's half your... It's your healing rate.
Oh, I thought you changed it.
It's just Demon Lord. I haven't changed it. It's your healing rate.
It's
been fucking 3 years, dude. 4 years now. Fuck's sake. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Jeez.
That's pretty sour.
Fuck you.
All right. No one listening is going to get that joke, asshole.
Everybody else did, though.
So I will continue. Let me know when I am behind, but like
Almost there. Next round should be there. All right, anybody else going on slow? Once, twice, three times. If not, we're going to give me a fate roll, please.
Okay.
All right, you know, change on you. You heal damage with your healing rate. There are Two Skulls, and you are now awake. That takes the top of the round. Fast turn.
Yeah. 16.
18 all day long. Right?
Yeah, so you get 2 back.
In the face!
7, 8 points.
8 points. Holy shit, you drop this guy. He falls to the ground dead. You rip open his ribcage. His organs go fluttering away. It's almost like they grew wings. And just blood fountains all over you. There's a lot of dancing. And the frog is like, I'm avenged! Not really, but anyway, we're back to any other fast turns.
Oh, yeah, I attacked one.
All right, so you're on the ground. You're prone. So you want to attack from prone?
I was never prone.
Didn't you drop to zero?
Fuck no.
Oh, so he just ran up to you and jammed a push in your ass.
Yeah.
Well, I'd seen him get shot twice. He wasn't looking very good, so I thought he needed
it. It takes more than 2 fucking shots to bring 2 skulls down.
That's fair.
But that's not
fair. I was just saying, yeah, the third shot of Whiskey Talks knocks him down every time.
I had 10 damage and 11 health.
That's how the game is played, my friend.
Yes. So I'm attacking this bitch.
Yeah, bring it on.
I got a fucking 19.
Hail Satan, give me some damage. You're the dagger?
2 damage.
All right, 2 damage. All right, so
that's what I got. I got a dagger.
That's what I have. All right, so as you stab this guy, you cut him. You cut him a little. You also see on the ground, there is a fucking club within arm's reach. You could just reach over and grab it.
Okay. I used it. I had my hand.
I'm just letting you know. There are opportunities.
There's also a shield lying next
outside.
To that club.
Outside.
I'm wearing a shield.
He's wearing it, not even wielding it. He's wearing it. It's
obviously not on my rectum, though.
Because it was easy entry there. Any other fast turns?
I'm going to hit the guy that was next to him. With
yes, do it.
Next to me as well.
All right, come on, Cyrus. Show us how you're done.
19
all day long.
Columbus, what, D6, right? 6 points.
6 points. Right. Oh, you brutalize this guy, and he falls to the ground and voids his bowels in a spectacular display of fecal explosions. We're done with this guy. There are only 2 left. Anybody else?
Does either of those 2 have a bow aim, or are they both drawn weapons?
The two that are standing have bows.
All right. I'm going to fly up behind the 2 of them, kind of splitting the difference, and attempt to distract in order to aid a comrade.
Got it. All right, give me an intellect roll.
That is a 4.
All right, so you just make some noises, and they're like, oh, that weird. That wind's for sure fucking weird. Anyway, anybody else going on fast? Once, twice, 3 times, a lady? No? All right. You're ready to attack?
Yeah.
So we've got 2 really big threatening dudes. We've got you 2, really, and then we have 2 tongue. One of the guys with the bow is going to turn and fire at you. That is a miss. All right, and the other one is going to turn and fire at Paul. High or low, Greg?
High.
Congratulations, you're the target. And it's coming for you. That's going to be a 17 defense.
That's going to hit.
All right, that arrow strikes you for 5 damage as you take a step back. Oh, it hurts so bad! But we're on slow turns. Anybody have a slow turn? I don't think anybody has a slow turn. So we need a fate roll for poor, poor, poor Dexter. He's one. So you are now dying. All right, Dexter is sliding. He's like, oh, Mama, I can see you. You're no longer aware of your surroundings. You're just sliding in, and you see, like, I'm going back to my mom's womb. Fast turns.
Am I within reach of the ones that were firing?
Fuck yeah, who cares?
Am I close enough to reach Dexter?
No, Dexter's up on the hill.
No, I'm not Dexter. I can't reach him.
The pool of
Vindar. I clutch Vindar.
You can grope Vindar.
All right, I grope Vindar, and I read my incantation of Epiphany and allow you to roll 2d20s on this attack roll.
So oh, hail Satan.
You use whichever one you like.
All right.
All right, here we go. I'll use the 11 plus 3, 14.
14 is just enough.
4 points.
4 points. You slash him, but he's still alive. And he's like, oh, it hurts. But he's like, I'm going to kill you. Probably. All right, anybody else on slow turn? Fast turns. Fast turns.
The one that shot me, I'm going to hit him.
All right, so you move. You just... No, all right, so you... And miss. All right, anybody else going fast? Once, twice.
Yeah, I'm going to go and stab this other dude with a dagger.
Yeah, you're going to do it with a dagger again, huh?
Yes.
You're committed to this weapon.
Fuck that. You know, I am. You made fun of me for it. So fuck you, Schwab.
I'll own that.
I got a 10.
10. So you, your dagger scrapes against his shield, and he's like, a dagger? What the fuck's wrong with you?
Look, dude, there's a club right here.
There's a club on the ground.
Probably you got 2 now.
All right, so anyway, there are 2! It's a whole fleet of clubs! All right, so fast turns. You've got guys, and you're both through grills. One guy is going to draw his club and swing at you for a defense of 16.
Yep.
Take 4 damage.
Are your dice fucking low?
I'm at 0.
Jesus.
It's full of Satan's power, my friend. All
right, so and the yoke goes down like a monkey.
Yeah, the yoke drops to the ground. He's fallen, and he cannot get up. And coming for 2 skulls. That's a 15 defense. 4-1 damage.
I'm still up.
He's still up. I'm still dancing. All right, so we're having slow turns. Once, twice.
Oh, I'm going to go, because I use a trigger action. My spell is actually a triggered action.
All right.
On my turn. Then I am going to administer a very, very small healing potion.
A wee
giant potion.
All right. And you healed damage, healed your healing rate at the end of the round. Anybody else going in slow? Once, twice, 3 times. We're back to fast turn, end of the round. So go ahead. All right, you're still dying. You feel that your pants are getting very moist. That brings us to fast turn.
Fast, attacking this guy attacking with guy. My dagger.
Yes! Own that
determination.
Shit!
8.
8, you suck! All right, anybody else going on fast?
Yeah. 14.
That's how you do it. Show us their steelhead Cyrus dwarf thing with one leg shorter than the other. 2 points? Great. All right. Fantastic. He's injured. He's like, what are you doing to me, man? Anybody else going
fast?
Hey,
I'm using a club.
You are using a club. Anybody else go fast?
Nope. I'm staying down until slow.
All right. So on my fast turn. Club on you. Club on you. First club on Cyrus is a 15 defense.
That'll hit.
All right, Cyrus, here's your Christmas goose early. 2 damage. And now for 2 skulls. That is a 16 defense. 18 defense, Rob. Simple math. For the Demon Lord favors you with 6 damage.
2 skulls drops.
God, it drops like a $2 hooker at Mardi Gras.
It only took 4 hits, you it fucking only bitch.
All right, so we're at slow turns. Slow turns.
Give me
slow
get turns. Up.
You get up, the Jotun gets up. It's like, I'm not down yet.
Get
15. 15's a hit. All right, so you strike him.
5 points.
And he drops. Oh, you kill him with your blade, and just your sword sings, and it swings through his body, and you see that bits of his spine just fly through the air. All right, any other slow turns?
Is there one left?
There's one left.
Is he injured?
He is fresh, but he is going to run away.
All right, well, my action
is slow turn. I retreat.
And then I'm going to go and administer first aid to...
2 skulls?
2 skulls.
All right, give me an intellect roll, please. Don't roll a 1.
15.
All right, you're stabilized, and you will be wake up in 2 hours.
And then I will take a move action to start moving towards the halfling.
All right.
Tell me when I'm there.
Move toward the halfling. To
move it to the halfling. Anybody else on slow? All right, we're at the end of the round. Yes.
Looting bodies.
Well, there's still one guy there.
Yeah, didn't you say he was retreating? And
he's going, yeah. All right,
I
so
don't
he
think
runs
I
away.
Can catch him.
He runs away.
Yeah.
All right, so it's all quiet.
No sounds of any night birds, no creatures, except for occasional squawk from coming from somewhere off the distance. The bodies are cooling, blood spreading everywhere. In fact, as you're coming down, you, Devil, you just crest the hill just as the fight's ending. You also fled from the same village.
Do I see you? Do I see them?
Yeah.
You're I'm going to walk up and start like petting the dead bodies. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
So you're playing with the gears, your grinder?
No, I am. My new character that I just created is an orc named Diddle. He is average for an orc, but he's kind and thoughtless.
Thoughtful.
I don't know why I'm writing kind and thoughtless on my sheet. It's if I need to recall that.
He is kind and thoughtful the way I'm playing him, he's thoughtless.
All right. Here we go.
So average orc stuff, he's 15. His personality, oddly enough, is kill. I'm kind of well off.
I think he'll fit in nicely with you.
All right, so you see this young orc coming down the hill, moving towards the bodies.
You said he's from the city, so have we seen him in town before?
Yeah, you've seen him. You've seen him around.
I'm gonna start checking the dead bodies. If they're dead, I'm gonna stab them a little bit.
All right.
just showed up just in time.
Just making sure. I'm still looting.
All right, so you looting. On the three corpses, you find there are three relatively intact sets of brigandine armor. They also have three small shields. There are three clubs, three longbows, and about 21 arrows. You also find on them two silver shillings and 10 copper pennies.
I'll hold on to the money for y'all if you want.
No, that's cool.
Seems like a poor idea.
Why?
Halflings are notorious thieves.
I don't need any bow. I leave everything else there. I just take the money and walk away and wait for everybody else to come back. I'm doing that while they went to check on the halfling.
All right, so you try to put one of the silver shillings in your pouch. So there's a halfling attached to it. You also want
two hours.
Is it possible
like
for halfling to use a
longbow? So I think it's a fire. Size requirement, but let me double check.
Oh, there is.
Okay, size one, right?
Yeah.
I'll take one of those.
All right.
Yeah, I'd say we should probably take all of them and everything, and just in case we have to trade a set of crappy brigadine for something else. Like a loaf of bread or something.
Well, my friend,
you look like fairly expensive. I mean, everything compared to like,
right. And are you wearing armor right now?
I can't. I don't have the strength for it.
Oh, okay.
Ditto.
Or I would have taken. Well, I'm wearing.
What's that?
Yes, it's diddle.
I can piece it.
You might be able to wear it.
Your strength 11.
Yeah, he can
got
wear
it.
That's super great.
I'm gonna go over and pet you a little bit because you called my name.
Aww.
Get off me.
So how long have we been sitting here? Is his 2 hours up yet?
Who's 2 hours? No.
Okay.
No.
How long was he out?
He was out for a 1 hour.
Okay, so
I think you guys should pack up all of the extra gear and put it onto your big tall friend and let him carry it to town. You can probably sell it for something nice.
How many arrows do I find?
There were a total of 21.
Take 8. Is that fine?
Take 10.
You have one.
Take them all.
Diddle thanks you.
Well, I'll go grab a bow and take the other 10.
Yeah,
we'll have one extra.
And if you don't mind carrying the brigandine, I mean, it's sellable.
Mm-hmm. I'll put it on.
Can you wear it? Yeah, if you can wear it.
If you can wear it, put it on.
I mean, we got what, three suits? Or three sets we gave him one and him one.
Two skulls got one extra. One.
Yeah, I'll save one for two skulls when he wakes up.
Yeah. What does a brigandine do?
Two skulls. Two skulls might want a bow, too, because his little dagger kind of.
He's keeping it. There was a club right next to him.
Three times.
I'd be a knife fighter. I like that.
Yeah.
Fuck a club.
All right.
There's a whole master path just for you.
were you able to see
I can't talk to my character's unconscious. Hey,
Rob, I mean, I can use that. There's no sense in wasting it.
If anybody else you didn't see anyone else escape. You were one of the last ones out.
Diddle didn't see anybody.
Did it burn to the ground?
It was just Diddle.
Did it for you to wake up early and die?
It burned to the ground.
It burned to the ground.
So you guys are still going to head to the shrine?
Yeah. We're going to get everybody up. What time is
wait,
it?
Wait a minute.
It's still close to midnight.
Okay. I have a question. You said somebody, something was moving perpendicular, and then those guys stood up in front of us.
Yep.
What the fuck was the thing? I'm looking for the fucking thing that was following us earlier.
You look around, and it's a weird kind of cold, snowy night. You don't see anything. And the moon has been is shows up and then goes away as the clouds kind of race across it.
And these were humans?
They were, yeah, they're all humans. And they're all grubby-looking peasant-type folks.
Can we award each other inspiration?
That's a D&D thing.
I'm okay, what, the fucking fortune. Fuck yes. You wrote both.
Hey, you're lucky I don't call this armor class anymore. Right?
Can we use your thackos?
Need a fleet of cocks there, Two-Face, two skulls.
You
have a pool of fortune.
Giving fortune for remember to look for the other.
You have a pool. You already have six fortune.
Oh, okay. We're going to do those rules.
Yes.
Why didn't I know that?
How many inspirations do we get?
All of them.
I'll say this one.
Two skulls can't ask me any rules questions.
He keeps flatulating.
He does, right.
Just, in the form of questions.
Right. All right, anyway, what do you do?
Drag our wounded.
I'm off in
the distance. Yeah, over to the shrine.
After stabbing
the wounded to the shrine, and I'll start a fire.
I have two skulls. I see two skulls unconscious, so I pick them up. Because I'm kind of thoughtless.
So you're kind. You just pick him up, but you drag his face.
just grab him by the ankle. Drag his ass.
All right. So you make your way over toward the shrine. It takes you, we'll say it takes you almost an hour. So you start waking up. Heal one damage. As you're coming to, you're in sight of this little shrine. And the shrine is made of white stone, maybe marble. And it has columns, three columns on the side facing you. It has a peaked roof. And you can see there is a metal door that's closed. So it's maybe not necessarily a shrine, but it could be maybe a tomb or a mausoleum. And as you're getting closer to it, you see there are gravestones that are stabbing up out of the ground around it.
Yeah. Still safer than running that much.
Yeah. Is it very well, upkept? I mean, does it look
No,
like
it's wildly overgrown. And it is a large blackberry bush that has overtaken most of the area.
Hell yeah.
Test the door. Kind of to see if it's shut.
Or if it's, don't pick these.
I don't want to open the door, but if it... Is it secure?
All right, so you move around. So you with your how many, what's your health normally?
Nine.
So you with your eight damage, you round the door and you put your little blood-stained hand on the door and put pressure on it. It rattles.
Pricked by the blackberry bush
and die.
Can I find any blackberries? I'm kind of hungry after running.
In this season, you might find a few. Yeah, but they're kind of gooey and they're leaking out this white stuff.
Just the way the lights up in that.
Come on, quaff my healing potion.
All right, you suck it down.
Yes, much I like do. Like a blackberry out of season.
Oh. All right. It rattled when he pushed on it.
Does it open?
No, it doesn't. You see, look at it. There's a ring that you pull on. It doesn't seem there are no chains or anything to secure it.
It just doesn't open.
Well, pushing on it, it doesn't open. You could maybe pull it
open.
And might open. Just
pull it open.
No, you don't.
By pulling on the ring, sure enough, it does open with a loud screeching noise, and it reveals a small chamber within. And inside, you see there are two shelves to your left, two shelves to your right, and a stone sarcophagus in the center. On the shelves to your left and on your right, you see the moldering remains of bodies.
What?
There's a small window of glass, stained red.
Look on the back.
On the back, and the moonlight shining through fills the room with a lurid red light.
Okay.
Nothing suspicious here?
Yeah. Then I shut the door back. I'm not going to go in and disturb the bodies. I just want to see what was in there.
Okay. Right. I could just take them off and use them as a car. Just sleep in the shelf.
Yeah. I flutter up to the roof and start taking a nap.
All right.
Well out of sight of my companions.
I'm going to lean up against the wall.
Inside
this? No.
No.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'll sleep up against the door.
All right, you're sitting against the door. You're on top of the door. You're leaning against the side next to the black
fire. Hell, I'm lay grinder in front of the door.
All right, you're building a fire. You're still asleep.
Diddle sets his body down in a place that's probably a little uncomfortable.
Because you're fellas. But he won't mind these thorns.
Much. Yeah, whoever's not hurting as bad as I am, maybe y'all could keep an eye out for a minute.
Well, we're all hurting pretty bad. You're probably closer to, you know.
I have 6 out of 9 damage.
Diddle sets.
I have 12 out of 14.
All right, Diddle will take the first watch.
All righty.
We lost our permanent sentry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we could lay his dead body in front of the door. I mean, it'd be a lot harder to push 300-something pounds.
All right, so you sleep. Your first watch leads to somebody else's second and somebody else's third and somebody else's fourth, and nothing really bothers you or affects you. You at one point, you see that there, during your watch, Diddle, you see that there is a person on a horse making their way down near the stream, which is the base of the valley. You guys have crossed over the stream to get to this mausoleum. But they don't seem to, this person doesn't seem to notice you. It's carrying a lantern, light shining out. Makes his way down this valley and moves out of sight. sun rises. You wake up at some point in the night. You guys all heal damage equal to your healing rate. Regain. No, you don't have casting shed. And there we are.
Hey, I put on the brigandine armor.
All right.
It
looks magnificent on you, sir.
Oh, dude, check this out. This is called the club. When you hit shit with it, it smashes it.
I stole this dagger from the first man I killed.
But this club is your character for the life of this campaign. If your character lives long enough and fights with a dagger to the end, oh my god, that dagger is going to be so fucking awesome. I'm going to make that dagger
a relic.
I'm going to channel my inner Trump. Fingers turn into little circles. Yes, it's going to be huge.
There's never been a huge dagger better than this.
Realize, I'm just using it because you guys are. And you shut up about the fucking dagger. Down.
The demons are going to pay for the coolness that is your fucking dagger. I'm on board.
I don't need you to validate my character's coolness. I already know he's.
Sir Skulls, I like your dagger.
I think you're a master of using your dagger.
Actually, not that great at it. I can admit my own faults.
I might have to just make an expert path just on dagger fighter so they can plug into blade. I like that. What do you think, kids?
Do I get to be half vampire too?
Take fighter.
And drow.
Vampire drow.
Half vampire drow.
Fork thing.
Fork thing.
That's the direction you want to take it. Just wanted to use my fucking dagger, man. Get off my nuts.
Get off my nuts. It hurts.
Alrighty. All right. We're ready to press the red button.
All right, what do you do? It's morning. There are birds singing, squirrels chittering.
No clue where we're at.
It smells like honey and fresh grass.
Yeah, I break out one of my rations.
Yep.
All right. Start chewing through your food.
Diddle wakes up and just. I see you made it out alive. What?
See, that was a waste of effort. Holy shit.
Someone else.
That was great. All right.
What's inside here?
Sarcophagus and a mausoleum. It's a sarcophagus and some dead bodies.
Is there anything?
I didn't go through them. I just opened the door and looked in and shut it.
I'm gonna go in.
All right, you go in.
Yeah,
right, you pull the door open and you step inside.
Yeah, I'll go with him. How big is the space inside?
Not very big.
Yeah,
I'm gonna stand outside and wait.
He stands awkwardly behind them.
Diddle just standing awkwardly behind him. All right.
Check out the bodies on the sides.
All right, they are moldering corpses. They're probably 10, 15 years old. The skin is rather tight to the bones. You see that the clothing they're wearing is also starting to turn and rot. There are weird stains from leakage. All right, so you lift the lid. When you do, there is a puff of dust that does rush out from it. And it washes over you both. I need both of you to give me will challenge rolls with three banes.
Holy Jesus.
Diddle sits there and tries to blow it as best he can.
Good job blowing, Diddle.
Much like a blackberry out of season.
You got it?
Goose egg.
All right. You feel kind of funny.
Yeah.
Almost invincible. You can see things other people can't see. Do things other people can't do.
Yes.
And you...
It's
the sarcophagus.
No. Is that taking some psycho jet?
Psycho jet. There we go. Awesome. So he's tripping out.
No, he just feels like a wave of confidence building.
Okay. Way to go, fucking Benny.
All right, so what's inside?
Awesome. There is a corpse, but this corpse is wearing a suit of mail.
Fuck yeah.
And has a sword on his chest. There is like a tabard over top of the mail, but it is of some sort of black silk cloth, and it is festooned with skulls.
Well, I don't know anything about fucking religion, so I'm taking the sword.
Diddle goes up and stabs the skull.
You can have the armor. I want the sword. I can't wear that shit.
Take the dagger.
I don't want the dagger. I'll fight you for it.
All right.
I fly down to watch.
Can I see him?
You can't see him right now.
Oh.
It's not noon or midnight.
Well, I could see things others.
Let's not get excited.
You just think you can.
You've got a 5 demon back.
Are they even in any condition to be wielded in combat?
The sword is in good shape. The mail is too.
Oh.
Back off, Diddle.
Nah, seriously. I got this.
Can you even carry the sword?
Yes.
How big is it?
How big
is he?
I'm half. But I can still carry a sword.
He's half a sword length.
Fine, get the fucking sword. I'll put the armor on.
I call this sword as mine.
I stopped listening to caring about what you said.
Play your own rules in this, bitch.
Don't give up your dagger anyway. You're meant to wield that dagger.
I tried to give it up.
I'll give you a dagger.
I have a dagger.
You can have two daggers.
All right, so I grab the corpse out of the sarcophagus and jerk it out.
Okay.
Because we got to take the mail off and shit, right?
You jerk the corpse out of the tomb.
Yes.
How do you use a sword?
Jerked right out. You're holding a moldering corpse wrapped in mail.
What's that? I drop it to the ground.
As you do.
Sword?
Yeah.
Start taking the mail off.
Right, as you do.
Yeah.
And you slip the mail off.
Okay.
Gently.
As I drag
caressing
it.
It's
leaving a groove in the trail.
Don't trick requirements yet?
Clean it up a little bit, you know? Wipe some corpse bits off.
Corpse bits, you get the corpse bits off.
Right.
Yeah. Give a good rinsing.
I'll start putting it on if it fits.
It fits.
Thanks. What's in the other one?
There's only one tomb.
One's a
coffin. Well, one coffin. Stones.
Any of the graves, the headstones have any written language?
In fact, they do.
Common or Elvish?
In the common tongue, you see there are plenty of names.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from Jill to Jack and everything in between. There are also dates that say this place is 400 years. These people were interred here 400 to 600 years ago.
So nobody we've heard of.
No, but that might tell you that the bodies in the tomb...
Mm-hmm.
Are probably older
than they appear. And I make note of that to the... Just, there's something weird going on inside there. I would not dilly too long.
Kind of also might make you kind of think of 40 years and nobody's plundered.
Somebody said diddle. Yeah.
The dates out here have these people as dying near 600 years ago.
Okay. And?
Do they look 600 year old dead?
I don't know. They look dead to me.
They would be skeletons.
I'm not a priest.
We agree. You're no priest.
I mean, maybe they were mummified.
Maybe.
No. Anything else?
That's further away from the entrance.
No.
Okay.
Alright, well, shit. I'm not strong enough to wear this. I'm still wearing it.
Excuse you, Bane.
Is that what it does? It gives you a Bane?
Yeah. What's the Bane?
Just one. Not everything. Same with you. If you use a weapon you can't wield yet, you got a bane to use it.
Yeah.
Right. Alrighty then.
We done diddling around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, me dead that. What? Somebody say diddle? Did you want to go check out the tower? Or do you want to send someone back to scout out the town?
From here to the tower to town, New town, not old town. Is the tower on the way, or is
no? It's not on the way, but it'd take you about an hour to get.
Well, there. Unless you want the dagger.
Well, I was going to use the dagger to shut the door.
Why don't you use your sword?
No, like leaving the dagger behind.
He's going to like jam the dagger in and keep.
No, that's my weapon. I can give you my dagger.
Oh. You want a staff?
No, I have staff. Why don't you use the staff to?
Well, you had a staff.
Yeah.
Yeah, next RPG I design, it's all daggers all the time. Only weapon in the game.
I actually have a club too.
Of course you do.
Is that going to be the name of the game? Daggers.
Daggers. Daggers. You can't throw them, but you can stabby stab.
So let's go to the tower.
Yeah. The Tower of Daggers.
Yes. Let's go. I hear they're having a sale.
You guys are the one that made this place.
It is funny that I do this for a living, considering how much I hate it. All right, so here we go. The tower, the broken off bit of tower that's about an hour away by foot, is to the south. And you see that here in the early morning hours, the sun shining, no clouds in the sky, bits of snow that had fallen, wasn't cold enough for it to stick. So there's just a bit on a few plants, but that all is already melted by the time you guys are on your way. You do see more signs of wildlife, and the bodies you left behind in the hill slope, on the slope of the hill, are where you left them. No sign of the one who ran away. So you make your way down into the valley. As you get closer, you flutter forward, and you see that the tower is maybe 14 to 20 feet tall. It's an uneven ring around the top, and you can see there's a bunch of debris and rubble where the top part off had snapped off and had been probably carried off by the villagers who are now all dead for building materials. There is a wooden door that stands open. The place is wildly overgrown. There's vines all over the rock, over the stones, and there are grasses that stand tall around it, mostly dead at this time of year. And you can see that there's a tree growing out of the center of this tower.
Any trails, paths, beat down grass areas?
Looking around, give me a perception roll.
11.
Yeah, you see that there has been some. There are several trails that lead to this place.
Okay.
Most of them seem to be coming up, back up to the hill towards the village you had just left.
All right. I'm gonna poke my head in. Side just to make sure there's nobody or nothing inside.
Sure. You poke your head inside and you see that the interior, whatever was in this room, has long since been overgrown and covered because there's grass all over the floor and vines and everything like that. But there is a suspiciously weird pile of boards. Not really pile of boards, but rather five boards that have been kind of laid out on top, laid out on the floor over us, maybe something.
Mm-hmm.
And there are rocks. Like chunks of masonry and building materials that piled on top of it.
It's all safe, guys. Might say that out through out the front door.
Well, let's just move in.
Move in this week.
Yeah. Does it look like we could, I don't know.
And I flutter outside of it when they go in.
Yep.
How many ways in and out does it look like there are?
There's one way in. And then there's that weird altar something.
Right, well, it looks like this would be a good place we can hold up for another day or two.
Does the top of the tree cover?
I'm limping pretty bad over here.
I think this whole side of the table is limping.
Yeah. So we can hold up here. Maybe
it'll give you a
send the giant out. Thank you. I don't stop talking. I just put it in my pack without acknowledging your presence. Say maybe the giant can go out and cover our tracks. You're a woodsman, right?
Yeah.
In case any guards come out our way, and spend a day or two, patching up the tower.
Looking around, once you're all kind of in the air or looking inside, you can see this place has been recently inhabited. You think maybe the bandits that you had last night probably were based here,
doing the same thing.
Great.
Yeah.
What do we do with their corpses? I was kind of unconscious.
They're everything laying out there.
They're laying on the hillside. Right.
They're naked.
Yeah.
That's why you have armor.
Left out too.
Yeah.
Let people know.
I'm glad I wasn't conscious for that part.
So while we're in here, just kind of give it a good look over.
room. Yeah, so you look around. You see that, as I said, there's a lot of grass on the ground. There is some vines and some underbrush, and you kind of dig through some of that and see there are stone flagstones on the floor. As you get closer to that set of five boards with the rocks piled on top, you think that maybe one of the boards is shifted and there is a space underneath it.
I'll let the group know what it is, but don't want to pursue further yet.
Okay.
Hell, I will. I start pulling the rocks off. What the hell's under here?
All right, so you start lifting the rocks off. No problem.
It'll start to help him.
You what?
It'll start to help him.
All right, the two of you are working on the rocks.
I'm going to be looking for some way to secure the entrance. I don't think, I'm probably not going to find a door, but maybe we can find
Well, there's a wooden rocks. Door. The door still has hinges that are set into the stone, and it was wide open when you got here. And you can pull it closed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it just doesn't. If you keep pulling it, it goes all the way inside. All
right. Well, I'll try and fashion some kind of stop for us.
Sure.
Put a rudimentary lock.
Got it. All right.
Take one of the stones. He has a bar.
Quietly whisper helpful advice into his ear.
All right.
You don't have to whisper. I know you're there.
I didn't want to bother the rest of the people.
I don't care about them. I mean.
He says he talks to himself.
I mean, I had a cough.
You're still there, right? Hello?
All right, so the two of you guys, between Diddle and Cyrus, you were able to pull the rocks off of the boards. And once you do, you get the last rock off, which doesn't take you very long. The boards are kind of bowed a little bit, where they've kind of held up that weight for a long time. And you can see that they've kind of carved into, not really carved into, but you see that they're rotting a bit. Not a lot. I mean, they're still intact. They can support the weight of the rocks, but...
What's under the boards?
You start pulling the boards away, and you see there is a spiral staircase that wraps around a spindle that goes deep underground.
We got a staircase over here.
All the more reason to have left it.
What's down there?
Wouldn't it?
Well, it's a spiral, so your line of sight is really limited as you're going down. So the walls around it are the same stone.
So it's actually like pretty much cut in.
There's one little tidbit. If there were bandits living in here, they couldn't have been using down below because they couldn't have put the rocks on top of the boards. So it seems like the rocks are on top of the boards to keep something from coming up.
So well, we or not something. They may have just done that as a precaution and said, well, we don't want something coming up when we get here while we're sleeping or whatever.
I'm just making sure we know we're not looking for bandits down there.
But no.
But didn't they say they look like they've been there for a while?
Yeah, there are signs of a campfire, and there's also their bedrolls. And
but the rocks have been on top of the wood for a while. Like, it's not like they put it.
But you had to disturb a bunch of spiders and shit when you start pulling those rocks away.
So okay, so it's not like they made it to place that.
They didn't even look at it.
All right, well, have fun exploring. I'll be up here fixing the door. You and me, we're on the same.
I go down the stairs.
I don't want to die again.
You go down the stairs.
Dumbass. Are you going alone?
Well, I'm not alone. There's people right up here.
I'm playing the job of sentry outside.
I'm trying to cover our tracks and make it look so no one.
If it goes, if it goes more than like 10 or 15 foot down, I'm not going to keep following.
Oh, well, let's see what you find.
Yeah. You've already said you're going down the steps.
Well, no, I mean I'm going down the steps, but I mean
nothing
if it's
bad like, ever happens.
I'm not going to like. Go down the steps for like 15 minutes, being like, "God damn,
it's a it goes forever." So, anyone else going down with you? Diddle, no, Diddle.
Right. Even Diddle was kind and thoughtless.
Diddle shakes his head, giving the impression.
I give him a pat on the back.
Not pushing at all. All right, that's why. All right, Cyrus. So you start heading down, and you take
the
first step
over this thing.
Take the first step down. You take the second, third, and fourth, and you finally get down to the point where your head passes over the floor of this base level. And as you continue moving down around the spindle, you get this really weird, cheesy smell. It's filling your nostrils. It's like it's very faint at first. It's like smoked Gouda. Kind of wafting up.
And now you're making me want to go down there to eat some.
You continue making your way down. It doesn't go very far, but it goes, I think you're probably 15 feet down. And you get to the bottom, and you find yourself in a chamber. Now, this chamber has a vaulted ceiling that's supported on the sides by pillars that are kind of inset into the walls. The wall construction is stone blocks. The floor is flagstone, but rumbled, as if there are things growing up or pushing it up from below. Ahead of you, you see there is a pair of double doors that peak in the middle, that come to a point. One of the doors is slightly open. There are two metal pull rings in each door.
What are the doors made out of?
Wood.
Wood. And how big are they?
Nine feet
tall. Are they like grand doors?
They're 9 feet tall doors.
Oh, okay.
Just tall enough.
I can fit through.
What else? I mean, like, being a soldier, I've, you know, been stationed in towers and everything. Is this more look more like a larder that they kept
maybe
stuff in?
Right? It could be maybe a lead to a dungeon where they stored prisoners, or it could have been some storeroom. It's not really clear because there's nothing else in this room
except the doors, double doors, and the stairs that go up.
Right.
I'll go back up the steps.
What's that?
Diddle calls down concerned. You okay?
As he hears me coming back up the steps, yeah, there's some doors down there.
You are kind.
Are you to go outside of the tower?
I'm just like a little around.
All right.
See if I can find anything useful to eat.
Yeah, you find some things. You find some roots that might be edible and some other things that might also work. But you know,
mice.
But there's not a lot. It's.
I'm going to try and pet the woodland creatures if I see them and then stab
they
them.
They run away. Right. They run away before you can stab them. kind and thoughtless and stabby. So the sun eventually sets, and it's you've had a full day of rest, and you're feeling a little better, but it's getting on into the early hours of evening.
Do we recover hit points or anything?
You don't recover hit points. You are doing a full 24-hour rest deal, though, so it allows you to heal your healing rate again. It's full on dark.
Start
a fire. All right, that would... Maybe not start a fire in case those soldiers.
Lay that order, survivors. Seven.
Yeah, we're still not that far from town.
You're really literally one hill away from town.
Maybe
one hill and one field.
We saw tracks leading from here towards town.
Yeah, I'm fine with just resting another night. I'm still really messed up. And no fire, I think we can agree on that.
Yes.
All right, no fire. You're resting in late autumn. It's cold.
I'm fine.
You're fine.
Snuggle him up.
All right. Is there any watches or?
Yeah, I'm watching. I don't need to sleep it that much at this point.
Okay.
I don't need to heal.
So around midnight,
start to glow.
When you reappear, you hear something coming from below. Your companions are all sleeping. One of the boards shifts out of place. Something from below moved it.
Into two skulls a year. The boards are moving.
Now, you're all up in the trees.
Oh, so, all right. So I see that. Right. I just see it move. Okay. Then I'm going to make my way down.
All right. You flutter down. As you get about halfway, another board moves, and you see a long, veiny tentacle thing with thorny appendages, thorny protrusions from the end, reaching up and out.
And I appear to be invisible currently?
You're currently visible.
All right. I back up again and yell, Tentacle Beast! Tentacle Beast!
All right, so...
Top of my pixie lungs.
Fair enough. All right. So you hear Tentacle Beast. I'm going to say you all wake up, but at the... That clarion call does alert the thing that's coming out, and it pulls itself out of the depths in all of its full, delicious horror. as the tentacle thing pulls itself up, you see that it's dragging the rest of its bloated, mottled body. It has one arm that is a giant tentacle thing. The other arm looks like a giant dick. It is moving along on a fleet of dicks that are kind of just kind of helping it scuttle along. In the middle of its body is a...
Another dick?
No, not a dick this time.
It's a giant.
It's a beak, and from it is leaking this orange, crusty sludge that just kind of pours down into the nest of cocks on which it scuttles about. And it's coming up, and it's right there in your midst. Fast turns.
Dick in the midst?
You're all prone.
Does it look larger than the door?
It looks about the door size.
Am I the closest one to the door?
Let's see. You are the closest one to the door.
I stand up and open the door and get as far away as I can.
All right, well, you're prone, so yes. Standing up is all you get to do. Unless you push the door open.
I stand up and, I have to disbar all the fucking. All
right, so you're starting to take off the shit that you built.
The shit right that I put up.
Anybody else taking a fast turn?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, this is horrifying, so I need all of you to make will rolls. If you failed, you get one insanity.
Okay.
All right. Any other fast turns?
Now, this place is like several hundred, from what we understand, it seems to be like fairly old. Like, so the door was rotten when we got here, right? Yeah, I'm going through the fucking strong door.
All right, so you Kool-Aid man through the door. All right, so you, you're still in fast turns, so you have to stand up.
Okay.
So you're pulling yourself up and getting ready to rush out. Anybody else going fast?
If you just kind of crawl and Kool-Aid through the door.
Crawling charge,
lady.
Crawling charge.
Anybody else going fast? Once, twice, three times, lady. If not, the dick monster.
Actually,
is...
yes, I'm going to stand up.
All right, you stand up. Well, the real Slim Shady, real stand up. All right, so this guy comes blasting out of the top, the stairwell, and he's going to attack two of you. Let's see which two. It's going to be you and you.
God, I didn't even move. Why did the dicks constantly attract the? The guy's not moving.
Diddle. Attack coming for you. All right, so this terrible thing comes flapping its tentacle arm at you, but misses. The dick arm is coming for you. That is an 18-20 defense.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Oh, that is just terrible. All right, so you're going to take... the dick smacks you for 6 damage. The Demon Lord favors you with that. And as it does, it splashes you with some foul black fluid that just burns into your skin.
So you got a facial?
You got a facial. Matching earrings and a necklace. And a tiara. All right, any other... we're on slow turns.
I'll stand and attack it.
You're going to attack it?
Bold.
Yes.
Bold.
Ready. You've got a sword now.
12.
All right, you have a...
No. Oh, okay. No, the sword struck on my back.
All right, so subtract 3 from that roll because you have a bane because you're cursed. So that'd be
but
nine.
You're invincible.
But you still feel really good. All right, so you swing it. It's like, I'm going to hit you. And it doesn't happen.
Son of a bisquick.
So you have a bane in all rolls.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anybody else going on slow?
I take a little swing and throw a sling bullet at it from the treetops.
All right, do it.
That's a 20, motherfucker.
Hell yeah. All right.
All right, wait till you see this damage. D3 divided in half.
Oh, nice. So it's 2-1. Is it D3
divided? 3.
Is it a
D3? Yeah, divided is 1.5, round down, right? No, round up.
I thought it was a D3 divided by 2.
Yeah, so it's a D3. Which
so you
rolled it,
your 3 divided by 2 is
1.5. It goes down to 1, right? Yeah.
All
right,
so tiny, tiny pebble strikes this dick monster, and it says, oh, my God!
I've got one.
All right, and then I'm going on slow.
Then I move further up into the tree limbs.
Diddle's going to stand up and go straight for the cock.
Yes!
With his club.
You've got plenty of choices.
The big one I'm thinking he wants.
This adventure is made for Grindr. Too bad it died.
Yeah. I know. Grindr died way too soon.
That'll be an 11.
An 11. All right, so you swing, but the frenzied cocks are just completely distract you, and it takes you back to your kindness and thoughtlessness, and you are unable to actually connect. Anybody else going on slow? Once, twice, 3 times, end of the round. Fast turns.
Get the fuck out of here.
So 2 skulls, also known as Two-Face, runs the fuck out the front door.
I never said I was your protector.
All right, he's gone. Anybody else going fast?
I'm behind him.
Cyrus takes off. All right, Cyrus, you're gone.
Seeing an opening, I'm headed with them.
All right, so I'm going to get a free attack against one of you two. Let's call it high or low, Greg.
Low.
Congratulations!
Damn, good call!
I think I got a boon in this roll, too. I sure as fuck do, so that's going to be a 15 against your 15 plus 3, 18 against your defense.
Yeah.
The Demon Lord favors you for 6 damage.
I drop.
All right, so Sire's like, Oklahoma! Smack to the back of the head with a giant cock, falls down flat, face down to the ground. Terrible things are about to happen to you. Anybody else going on? You run away.
Oh, yeah.
Any other fast turns?
Yeah, I was going to take... Well,
Yeah, I'm gonna run.
Oh, cowards! All right, so you're in the way.
It's a dick monster.
All right,
I'm swinging another rock at it. Screw y'all.
Yeah.
No.
No. All right.
Four so plus leaves, two is six.
That leaves a pixie up in the tree with all these diddle engaging this thing. The rest of you are either unconscious or running. All right, and we're at the end of the where it's my turn. So I'm gonna to devote my full attention to diddle.
Ah,
should have fucking right.
That's an 18 defense.
Yeah.
For 7 damage.
God damn it!
At least we can get it out in the open. All
right, you are violated by this horrible thing. That brings us to slow turns. I think everybody's acted.
Yeah.
So,
Diddle.
In my concern for everybody else, I'm going to run.
Are you retreat? Move. Got it.
You're going to grab him on the way out. Since yes, you're so kind.
Sure. That sounds
kill! I'm gonna be so concerned with his safety and his well-being that I'm gonna kill him on the way.
Do you kill him? Yeah. Alright, so Cyrus, you stop, you cut Cyrus's throat, and then you run the fuck out of there. I love it, that works. Alright. All right, Cyrus, I would have to make a fate roll, but your Uncle Ben dead. Spider-Man the Dwarf is going to start his old career after your fall. All right, so that takes us back to fast turns. All of you except for the pixie have run.
How tall does this creature seem?
I'd say taller than a bread box. No, he's 8 feet tall. All
right, so he's not tall. He's not reaching me with his tip up in the trees.
No, unless he climbs. He's not aware of you yet. All although, right, despite the fact that you dropped a pebble on his head.
All right. Then I am going to wait for slow.
All right. I'm going to lurch the fuck after them. Since you stopped to kill him, you're still within his reach as he's lumbering out the front door. Roar! Tentacle and penis arms racing for you on slow turns. But he misses you. So you feel the kiss of a giant cock on the back of your head. But you're able to get away. All right. So that takes you to your turn on slow.
I am going to...
I'd rather I was fast, but whatever. I charged you.
Flutter out into space so that it can't climb up to where I am.
All right.
And throw another rock at it. 7.
Yeah, all right. So you guys run away. Where are you going?
The shrine.
You're going up to the shrine.
Because it's so far away.
It seems some place to run to.
All right.
No, just big destination.
So you're fleeing to the shrine. Are you following the rest of you?
I'm going to... Do I know where the town is?
The town of Mourn Hollow?
Yeah, the town.
Yeah, it's on the other side of the hills.
I will run that way.
All right, so you're running over. You're running up the other side of the hills, away from this entire nightmare scene. What are you doing? You're following him. What are you doing? Your Cyrus is dead. You're also going over the hills to get away.
Yeah.
You're fluttering above. You're headed to the mausoleum.
Once I see that I'm running by myself, I...
and skips a couple of times.
All right, fair enough. All right, so you guys are climbing the other hill. This horrific monster is screeching from all of its orifices, but it is not pursuing.
It doesn't pursue?
No.
Dang, I was going to go back down and see what was what it left in its lair. But now I'm not.
All right.
So I just flutter off and turn invisible at 1 a.m. and then get close enough to be by these guys.
All right. Well, you guys, over the next few days, you managed to make your way to Mourn Hollow.
How many characters do we go through?
And then next Wednesday night, we will pick up with the start of Necessary Sacrifices.
Nice. All right.
Nicely done, sort of.